please stand for prayer? Almighty God, Heavenly Father, we've heard the words, wake, awake. It's time to be awake, to be ready for the coming of Jesus, to be ready for Him to come to our lives today and then on the last day as well. Bless us during this season of Advent as by the Spirit's power we are prepared to truly celebrate the birth of Christ and His second coming too. In His precious name we pray, amen. The Word of God for our focus this morning is from our epistle lessons, Romans 13, where we're told this, besides this you know the time, that the hour has come for you to wake up from sleep, for salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. This is God's Word. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. How are you in the morning when you wake up? Do you wake up bright-eyed, ready to go, or do you need some help? How many of you need help like this? Please forgive me. The folks in Reichman Hall know that I went and got this cup of coffee. Shirley, where are you? Shirley. I need to ask her because I think I grabbed decaffeinated. The little pot is decaffeinated, right? The big one was... Oh, that still tastes good. I enjoy my coffee in the morning. How many of you do? It's a good thing. So this year, our theme for Advent is taken off of one of my favorite Christmas songs. Burl Ives usually sings it. Have a holly... I won't sing it for you. Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. We don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. And that's our theme for this year. Have a cup of cheer. And today, we're going to look at coffee and start off with the main thing, not the main thing, but coffee. And you'll see that word coffee is tied into the main thing. We'll get to that at the end of the sermon. But then we'll look at silence, hope, expectation, patience, faith. We'll have lessons and carols, peace on Christmas Eve, joy on Christmas Day, overflowing as the end of the year, confidence as we look at the new year, what blessings we have in the cup of cheer that are the cup of blessings that God has for us. So, throughout the season, we want to wake up and smell the coffee or the hot chocolate or the tea or whatever you prefer, because it is time to wake up. Let's read what Scripture says. The hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber. Get up, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. You better get up because you have to do something to be ready for Jesus' second coming. No. All you need for His second coming has happened already. You were baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He came into you. You have saving faith in Christ. You just confessed that you believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. The words of the Apostles' Creed. You have that saving faith. But the getting up part, the being awake, is making sure we stay close to Jesus and that until that time comes, until the end comes, whether it's our death or the second coming, we are being faithful to Him and using the lives He's given us to His glory. What happens if you don't wake up in the morning? What happens if you just lie around in bed? Oh, heaven forbid, those of you who were out shopping early or maybe late, early on Friday or late on Thanksgiving Day, what would have happened if you would have been sleeping during the times the stores were open for your bargains? You'd have missed out. And what the Lord is telling us, if we don't wake up to the things of God, we miss out on the things of God. Far more important than getting the best deal on a flat screen TV. We need to wake up spiritually. We are told in Psalm 38, there is no soundness in my flesh. We have problems. And it goes on, there is no health in my bones because of my sin. We have a problem that needs to be dealt with. And the only one who can do that is the Lord. We look around this world, there's bad news all over. We have personal bad news. We see it in our society. We see it in a world that just treats life so poorly. We need to wake up and be ready to let the light shine. In other words, wake up and smell the coffee or hot chocolate or hot tea or whatever, because Christ is coming. We want to celebrate his birth properly, but we want to be ready for his second coming too, because the clock is ticking. Look at this one. This is based on our text too. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. When I was out in the deer stand and saw nothing, it was neat to be there in the dark, and then you'd see the light just starting to come up through the trees and over the trees, and pretty soon it's blinding you. It was beautiful. But the Lord says, it's coming. Let us cast off the works of darkness, the things of this world, the things that can pull us down, and put on the armor of light. Paul likes to talk about armor. He does that elsewhere too. We need to be protected, and it is the light of Christ that does that. This is a warning that everyone needs to hear. It's later than you think. Maybe you're not too close to the Lord now. Today is the day to get close to Him. Maybe you're relying on yourself, your own goodness to make it, and not God, not Jesus. Maybe you don't believe that Judgment Day really is coming, that the day is at hand. Well, God's Word and the season of Advent, and my job is to share this. There's a warning. This could be the day. Are you ready? Are you ready? And by the grace of God, we can say, yes, we are, because we believe in the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and a life everlasting. But that's not all. We get to live for Him. We are alive on this earth for a purpose. We need to wake up and smell the coffee or the hot chocolate or the tea and be ready to live for Him. And what does that start with? You know what it is? It's time for you and me to do something. And it's time for us to clean the house for Christmas. Clean our hearts for Advent. It's time to clean up your act. Our text says, let's walk properly as in the daytime. What does that mean? You know the Ten Commandments. You know God's Word. Keep Him first. Love Him above all things. Love others, not self. Secret to joy is what? Jesus, others, you. What do we usually do? You see the reports from First Friday of conflicts and the like in stores, and those are all people, me, I've got to have it. The secret is putting the Lord first. He goes on to get specific, not orgies, not drunkenness. So I heard somewhere that the Wednesday before Thanksgiving was a big day for people to be drinking. I scratched my head and went, really? Are you sure? Wow. Not in sexual immorality and sensuality. Our world sure likes to promote that. And then, the one we never have to worry about, not in quarreling or jealousy. We're human, aren't we? We do that. We quarrel. We get jealous of someone else getting something that we think we should get. You know what you should practice next time? Say it's Christmas Eve and your brother or sister gets a present that's better than yours. What should you say? What do you think? How about, good for you? Your neighbor or some friend gets a new car. Good for you. You're still driving the old one with 100,000 miles on it, but good for you. Celebrate the good things that happen to others, not be jealous, and not quarrel. On our trip, I got to meet a lot of people. We got to meet a wonderful Jewish couple. We didn't argue about anything. In fact, it was so neat that we walk up to her and she'd say, oh, I was hoping you'd be here. I need a word of encouragement. Could you pray for me? That was so cool. And then meeting other people that we know were opposite of us, but not quarreling. Being God's love to each other, especially when you're wearing one of these, to make sure His love comes forward. Those are the things He said we should not do. There's some things He said we should do, and here it is. Be completely humble and gentle. How many like being humble and gentle? We didn't want our Badgers to be humble and gentle yesterday when they got back Paul Bunyan's axe. Good for them. But in dealing with people, you know, speaking of football, who was one of the most fierce defensive players the Packers have ever had? What was his name? Ray Nitschke. Going back, this is way before your time, Adam. Okay, way before your time. He was really a fierce guy on the football field. one of the most tender-hearted, compassionate people you ever like to know. He and his wife adopted their children. He spoke at pro-life gatherings, a tender heart for life, even though on the football field he did his job in a way that was oomphy. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient. Bear with one another. Isn't that part of marriage, dear? Being patient with me? And yeah, it's part of life, isn't it? Being patient. Driving down the road, being patient. Don't get worried if somebody cuts you off. Let him go. Life is too short. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit, the oneness that is ours. This is the beautiful thing about a Christian congregation. We gather around our common faith, the teachings of Scripture that we hold dear to ourselves. And that gives us the bond of peace. We hear a lot about peace as we get into the Christmas season. He is the Prince of Peace. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. We'll hear much more about that. But where does this all start? This humble spirit, this living for the Lord. It starts on our baptism. And we need to remember our baptism. I love that picture just because we see the water coming and saying we put on Christ, being joyfully Lutheran, being joyfully Christian, but nothing to be bashful about being joyfully Lutheran because of the teachings that we cherish. It's the call of Advent to wake up, to realize the power of Christ in us. Excuse me. To repent and believe, to confess and hear those words of forgiveness, to come to the Lord's Supper faithfully. I think I need the coffee. I've got a tickle in my throat. Oh, that's good. Be in prayer and Bible study. We need to do that. Our text also goes on to tell us it's time to dress up. Excuse me. To put on Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh in regards to its lusts. To be covered with Christ. Again, that started at your baptism. And to make no provision for the flesh. Excuse me. Well, those things are happening here at St. Paul's. And here are ways to help you get ready for Advent. And that is being in church. Wednesday, we start our services. 10:30 in the morning, 7 at night. And you see the other special services all listed for you. And then something else is coming up this week. Very, very special. This is your last chance to sign up for this. And anybody can come. Just sign up and join us. It's always a wonderful time. It's coming Thursday at noon. Very, very special. There's a sign-up sheet in the back. Today's the last day for that. What else can we do to help people be ready? Well, invite folks to First Friday. Coming up this coming Friday should be very special. I'm so thankful for the action team that puts this together. You people are so awesome. Then something else is coming up. Our ladies are having their Christmas luncheon on the 14th. Do you notice that's on a Saturday, ladies? And what a wonderful time. We'd love to see many of our ladies come and be part of this. A great opportunity to see what it's like to have fellowship with sisters in Christ. Now, there's always one thorn they invite to come along, and I should warn you about that. That's me. But anyway, very, very special time. And then something else you get to do. Help us reach out to people in need through our angel tree. And there's something else you can do during Advent to help get ready for Christmas. Join the choir. We can use your voice. It would be great. And by the way, I have to share something with you. First of all, thank you to all who are supporting this project. And I was going to say originally, we have doors on the elevator. It's neat. I saw them open and close. It is great. But at the beginning of the service, Scott Mosier, our chairman of the congregation, shared something with me. By the way, Scott, thank you so much for coordinating this process. It's been a real headache. There's still some things they have to iron out. But guess what? On Thursday, for the senior Christmas dinner, they will have somebody from the company here to operate the elevator and take people up and down. The elevator will be working on Thursday. Wow! Isn't that awesome? And we hope to have it up and running for us all very, very soon. But wow, isn't that a blessing? Let's thank Scott for his work. I want to do that. Thank you. Great job. Great job. And then, of course, we already talked about our Advent services, but our Advent meals. I think we still need volunteers for the 18th, so any group of people like to get together to make sure we have a little something for that one, that would be great. What else can you do in getting ready for Christmas? Invite people to all of the services, particularly to our Christmas Eve service, the candlelight service, and Christmas Day. Well, it's time to wake up and smell the coffee. Coffee. How do you spell coffee? C-O-F-F-E-E. What does it stand for? Here it is. Wow. Christ offers forgiveness for everyone, everywhere. Isn't that cool? I know it's been around a while, but I just discovered it this week. And there's the message that we have. It is time to wake up and smell the coffee. This message that Christ offers forgiveness for everyone, everywhere, including you, and that soul he's placed on your heart, and all the others you come in contact with between now and Jesus' second coming. Again, either Judgment Day or when we die. Advent, what a special season. What a special time of year. May the Lord really bless your Advent preparations in every way. In the name of Jesus, Babe of Bethlehem, our Advent King, our Lord, our Savior, our everything. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and grant you his peace and hope. Amen. How was school this week? Good morning once again. As I mentioned in the sermon, or to the children, we have Advent calendars, and we encourage one per family. There's a limited supply. They're on the table in the back. We also have Advent devotions. We haven't found the smaller version, so they must be missing somewhere, but we have a large print version. The smaller ones will be here for sure on Wednesday. So again, one per family, but they're a very limited amount of the larger print. So many other things we could talk about. Oh, yeah. Again, today is the last day to sign up for the senior dinner this coming Thursday, please, please do so. It's always a special Christmas gala. And now we close with our final prayer. Lord, lay some soul upon my heart and love that soul through me. And may I humbly do my part to win that soul for thee. Amen. Let us depart in Advent peace and Advent joy and serve the Lord.